K99.3 WKVI, I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is David Reagan. He's the driver of the number 34 Ford for Front Row Motorsports. David, how are you today?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So talk about your season so far.
Well, we've had a kind of a rough start to the season, and that seems to have been the trend the last couple of years. We've always gotten to a rough start and had to dig ourselves out of a hole after four or five races in. We had a mechanical issue at Daytona, the first race of the year. We ran okay at Phoenix, not too bad, but then Las Vegas, we struggled with our setup a little bit and just struggled trying to find the balance of our Ford Fusions. Some of the new rules and some of the new procedures that NASCAR is using to check the race cars and to monitor the heights and some of the rules that we have, they've been tough for our team to kind of get a hold of and really try to learn. So we're working hard to try to do some more testing and R&D. We've been to a lot of different racetracks trying to play catch up, as so a lot of other teams. But we're going to Bristol, Tennessee this weekend, so that's been a great track for us in the past, one of my favorite tracks. So hopefully we can have a good race this weekend and turn our season around.
You know, I've heard that a lot from drivers, that Bristol's one of their favorite racetracks. What makes it so unique?
Well, it's a short track that resembles a lot of our tracks that we grew up racing on when we were younger. And it's just a fun place. It's a very small track that race fans are really up close and they're right there at the action. And so it's just a fun place. It's a great spot for fans. It's obviously, you know, here in the Southeast, where a lot of NASCAR fans are, and they can come from all over the country, and just a great racetrack.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. You said you kind of grew up around the short track. How did you get to this point?
Well, my dad was a racer, and so we grew up around the racetracks as a kid, working with Dad and his brother, my uncle. They owned a small parts business and a machine shop that did work on some of the local guys' race cars, so I was always a kid that loved racing and loved to go fast. So I started racing a small Legends car and Bandolero cars when I was 11 years old. And so one thing just led to another, and you start taking it a little bit more serious year after year. And finally, you know, you find yourself taking it really serious when you get out of high school and making a career out of it. So I've been very lucky to catch a few lucky breaks along the way. I've had some good people supporting me along the way and had some very good sponsors to work with. So I've had a lot of fun, certainly have learned a lot, and I hope to have many more years of racing competitively to come.
What do you enjoy most about driving in this level?
Well, the competition is certainly fierce, and it's world class. You win one week, and you can finish dead last the next week, so there's no guarantees, and that keeps you on your toes. It keeps you motivated, keeps you working hard. You're never satisfied because there's always more. There's always another guy that's working hard. We don't have to race with just one other person. In other sports, you've got a 50-50 chance on winning. You know, there's 43 competitors out there every week, and it's a total team effort, and, you know, it's our small community that travels from track to track, so you really do get to enjoy a lot of time with some of your closest friends all around the country throughout the year.
And NASCAR fans are certainly unique. What has been your favorite fan moment?
Oh, it's tough to just pick one. There's been a lot, you know, just meeting, you know, random people that really, really are big fans, and meeting folks that maybe you've met years ago that still continue to follow you from a long ways away, and different folks from different nationalities, you know, different parts of the world that are big NASCAR fans and big David Reagan fans. So, you know, that's been some of the best memories, and creating friendships with fans that you just meet on occasion, and you become friendly with one another. And, you know, over the years, you become friends. So it's been a lot of fun getting to know a lot of people like that.
Do you work well with your teammate, David Gilliland?
I do, yeah. David's a good guy. I enjoy working with David and his family, and my family have become friends. He's from California, very similar background as I have. It's been a lot of fun getting to know David and racing with him. And we certainly challenge one another to perform better and make each other work hard to do well, too.
Well, it's kind of unique that you are in a small team with Front Row Motorsports. Can you talk about a little about Front Row Motorsports and what it means for you to drive for that company?
Yeah, Front Row Motorsports was founded by Bob Jenkins. He lives in Tennessee. He's in the restaurant business, race fan, and loves motorsports, and he's really spent a lot of time and effort trying to build this team and spent a lot of his personal money financing you know, race cars and trying to grow the team. And it's a tough in any major sport to have a new franchise or a new team and try to grow it. So, did a great job, really enjoyed getting to know him and his family. And, it's been fun to tell the story of Front Row and how they've progressed over the years. A lot of teams have come and gone since their inception, so it has been fun, made a lot of new friends, and it's been a big journey.
Is there any racetrack that your team runs really well at during the season?
Well, the speedways are two really tracks that we run well at, Daytona and Talladega. They're kind of equalizers with the draft. A lot of it has to do with patience and driver technique and pit strategy. And the race cars are all very similar at those racetracks. So those are tracks that we run well at. The short tracks we run well at, Martinsville and Bristol, are some tracks that we've got really good setups for and our cars handle. And it's no secret that we really need to work on the mile-and-a-half program. Tracks like Atlanta and Charlotte and Las Vegas and Kansas. So those are some tracks that we're working hard on to try to improve as well.
What are your thoughts about the changes to the qualifying format and the chase format?
I like them. I'm a big fan. I think the qualifying format's different, something that the older race fans probably don't like just because it's something unique and different. But the younger generation fans and the fans that maybe aren't NASCAR fans, they'll enjoy it. It's exciting. It's good for TV. And the fast people are still going to be in contention for the pole. The championship format with winning races, that's something that the fans have asked for. And NASCAR has rewarded them with making winning more important. I'm all for some of the new changes. Now, I think it's timed well and definitely going to make the sport continue to be exciting for a long time.
Well, this program is presented to some people that may be new to NASCAR or maybe are thinking about, well, maybe I want to be a NASCAR fan. What sort of advice do you have or what kind of things do you have to say to people to encourage them to be a NASCAR fan?
Well, just come to a race. Racing is so exciting, and when you hear 43 cars take the green flag, and it's a lot more than just a race. You get to meet a lot of the personalities involved in motorsports, and it's almost like a mini fair and carnival and circus all tied into one. It's definitely a show. The racetracks are world-class facilities with great amenities for everyone, so It's definitely a big show, and once you go and see the race cars and understand what's going on, you'll fall in love with the sport.
Well, David, I wish you luck for the rest of the season, and I got one more question for you. What is your favorite kind of cake?
You know, I like a lot of cake. My favorite would probably have to be red velvet. I like the red velvet cake. Sometimes your chocolate cakes are just a little too sweet, too rich, but I'm a red velvet fan.
Well, again, good luck to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, appreciate you having us on. Talk to you later.
All right, thank you. That's David Reagan, driver of the number 34 Ford for Front Row Motorsports. For Behind the Wheel, I'm Anita Gooden.